Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on?
Dr. Rob? Dre in the house. What's going on, Doc?
Man, that was a nice little intro. Sorry about that, man. I was trying to make sure everything was set up for the show. I'm like, Anyway, hey, guys, welcome. All listeners out there, thank you for your patience once again. Talk is, of course, with the 12th man. We're here. Your boy, Dre and Rob Ford. What an awesome little intro there. Anyway, welcome once again and ready to get this party started. Are you ready, Rob?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready, Doc. We got a lot to talk about. This is an exciting moment in sports. NFL getting ready to kick off the playoffs. We got the national championship game in college football on Monday night. We're still right in the heart of the tip-off of the NBA season. Exciting times in sports, we must say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, all right. Well, let's get the party started. Obviously, we don't have that much time. For those who want to call in, for once, the number is 424-243-9519. For those that are checking, 9519. So, let's go ahead and get started. Rob, man, a lot of things to recap. Let's get started here with the first part of it, man. So, pass the mic over to you here real quick. Let's talk about some college football stuff here real quick.
As we speak, West Virginia is just creaming. Oh, Clemson, man, 56-20. Geno Smith is having a great game. Quarterback, four touchdown passes already. Man, they're just putting the whipping on Clemson. I know you're a big Georgia Tech fan, and ACC losing last night, Virginia Tech in the Sugar Bowl, and now Clemson getting creamed. You think this is a down year for the ACC, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's probably a down year for the ACC. Like I said, just kind of tough. I think we both picked. Didn't we both pick Clemson in this game? And
yes, we both did. I think we both picked Virginia Tech to win last night as well. So that goes to show you how much we know, huh?
Yeah, I don't know if you don't know. Sometimes just whatever the moment. You know, obviously some teams are stepping up too, and obviously, you know, Georgia Tech wasn't it for us as well too. But you know, sometimes it's just. Man, amazing, if you will.
We both picked Georgia Tech
really
as well.
Yeah, that was a homer pick, too, but it's all good. It's all good. I guess real quick, I know we were going to do like a quick NBA recap. You want to go over anything else before we jump into that?
Since we're on college football, let's just go ahead and knock out some of these bowl games we got. We got four more bowl games after tonight. And starting off with this Friday night, we got the 8th-ranked Kansas State Wildcats going to play Arkansas Razorbacks at the Cotton Bowl in the Jerry Jones Dome. Who you liking that matchup?
I'm very scared now because I think everyone I'm picking hasn't been doing that well. I'm going to go – I'm scared. Arkansas, maybe? That's what I'm going to try to see. Let's get up through some stuff here. Even though Kansas State has been playing very, very well, too, that's kind of like one of those push games, too, but I'm gonna lean towards Arkansas a little bit here. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to go Arkansas SEC here. I mean, you got to think about it. At one point this season, Arkansas was the third-ranked team in the country. They got a great passing game, Tyler Wilson, the quarterback. I think they're going to pull this game out over Kansas State. But I think Bill Snyder has done an incredible job at Kansas State with that program. I mean, you're talking about a program that doesn't have a lot of 4- and 5-star recruits. I mean, he coaches those guys up extremely well. And hats off to that program and what the job that Bill Snyder has done. But I'm going to go with Arkansas in this matchup. A couple of lower-tier bowls before we get to the national championship game. We got the BBVA Compass Bowl, SMU versus Pittsburgh.
Wow. This is another one of those bowls. Let's see here. In Birmingham, Alabama. In this one, SMU's been kind of doing some damage. They've been playing very well, I got to say. And, obviously this is the team that it took them that long after getting the death penalty. Man, I think I'm going to go towards SMU for this one.
I'm going to go SMU and June Jones as well. Pittsburgh's got a little turnover in the head coach position right now. I don't know how that's going to affect him in his bowl game. I'm going to go with June Jones in this passing attack in this matchup. One other bowl game we have before we get to the big one, the GoDaddy.com Bowl, Arkansas State versus Northern Illinois. As you know, Arkansas State's head coach has moved on to be the head coach at Ole Miss now. Who are you liking this matchup?
Man, you got to love some college football for you picking these games. This is another tough game as well. You know, this is weird. I think I'm going to – both teams have been very good. Obviously, Arkansas State's 10-2 and Northern Illinois 10-3. Man, another good game. We're not knowing a lot about one of the teams here. I think I may lean towards Northern Illinois, if you will. So that's where I'm going to go. It's kind of a push game, too. What about you?
I'm going to go Arkansas State in this one. I know Gus Malzahn is going to take over that program. And I'm not sure if he's going to be involved in the game plan for this game, but I'm going to go with Arkansas State. You know, I know he's going to be on board, and I'm going to go with Arkansas State in this matchup. Not a big one. The BCS National Championship game, the game that everybody's waiting for Monday night, Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Number 2, Alabama versus number 1, LSU. If you've been listening to this show for however long we've been doing the show, 6 months or so now, everyone knows I'm an LSU fan. Now, back on November 5th, when these two teams played, I picked Alabama to win on this show. And thankfully, I was wrong on that particular matchup. But this time, I'm going to pick LSU to win this time, and hopefully I'm right this time. So you can go ahead with your prediction on this one.
Yeah, I hate to be on your coattails, but I think the same thing. I think it's going to be LSU. It's going to be a tough task for Alabama, but I think LSU's going to pull this one out as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's going to be another hard-nosed football game, another low-scoring game as well. I think you'll at least see some touchdowns in this game, unlike the first matchup. But I'm looking at like a 23-20 or 20-17 kind of ball game. Wouldn't be surprised if it's another three-point game, but I like LSU to pull it out of yet again. I know it's hard to beat a team twice at this level, especially when you have two great teams. But I still think that I think LSU is going to find a way to pull this one out. I know we kind of short on time. We want to get into some NFL. We kind of wanted to real quickly maybe tap into some highlights of some NBA from the past week before we get on to the NFL playoffs and then talk about some teams that need some quarterbacks. I want to talk about your Hawks here a little real quick. Got a big win over Miami on Monday night and had a 19-point lead on the Bulls last night. At Chicago, I mean, it looked like the Hawks might be in for a breakthrough season this year. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you giving the Hawks some love. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we keep talking about this before. I think it was a very underrated move in us adding Tracy McGrady. And we were kind of nervous because you lost a lot of scoring much whenever Jamal Crawford goes to Portland, but we added some more balance, I think. Tracy McGrady is definitely a veteran that picked the Hawks, wanted to help us because he saw that we went to the playoffs. So, you know, we had some missing pieces, and I think that, we're obviously cautiously optimistic here, but, you know, very excited about how they're playing. Obviously, great game for us beating the Heat, and obviously we've always played well against them, so that's one of those situations where we're going to keep doing that. And then, obviously, last night we just had too much Derrick Rose in the end. He scored 14 of his 37 points in the fourth quarter, and it was just tough for us to contain him. But, you know, we'll see about the Hawks. I'm not saying that we're going to go to the finals or anything like that just yet, but we're definitely playing a lot better, and I think we've gotten some teams' attentions, if you will. So it's going to be definitely an interesting season.
Yes. Yeah, Chicago got a big win at Detroit tonight. Miami, wow, they had almost a 40-point victory against, I think, a pretty good Indiana team tonight without Dwayne Wade. So it looked like they bounced back. So the Bulls and Miami each only have one loss. Looked like Boston is starting to get hot a little bit, too, with a 19-point win tonight. They won four in a row. But you mentioned Jamal Crawford going to Portland. Portland has been the team that's quietly playing extremely well on the Western Conference right now. They've got some big wins on the road at Oklahoma State and beating Dallas. That's a team now West is playing pretty well. And look like the Lakers are starting to gel a little bit now with getting Bynum back as well. And so, yeah, I think things are starting to shape up a little bit. We're starting to find out, you know, what teams are going to be contenders. I know it's still a little early, but I would have to say from what I've seen of the Hawks, I mean, they're kind of like in that big three in the East right now with the Bulls and the Heat. And the way it's looking to me, I think those teams are ahead of the Celtics and the Knicks right now. And I think the Celtics and the Knicks might be that 4 or 5, and you might see the Sixers and Indiana right in that mix too. But those three teams look like the best three teams in the East so far. So we'll kind of have to wait and see how that kind of shakes out. And we got some big NFL playoff games this coming up, featuring both of our teams, as a matter of fact. And,
yeah.
Let's kind of tap into a little bit of these games. The first game on Saturday on NBC. The 6-seeded Cincinnati Bengals going against the 3-seed Houston Texans in the AFC matchup. Who you liking that matchup?
This is kind of tough, Robert, because, you know, Houston kind of, they didn't really turn out very strong. And you predicted this as well. They were going to, you know, obviously, do some things, win the division and all that fun stuff. And after losing Matt Schaub, they kind of like whimpered into the playoffs, if you will, with a couple losses there. But it's kind of weird because I kind of like Cincinnati in this game. It's kind of interesting because, it's kind of where I'm leading. What about you?
I'm kind of feeling the same way. As you know, I picked Houston to win a division back in the preseason. And I even picked them to go to the AFC Championship game in the preseason. But, of course, I was thinking they were going to have a healthy Matt Schaub and a healthy Andre Johnson at the time. And I feel the exact same way. I think Cincinnati is going to go on the road and down there in Houston in the hostile environment and find a way to win this game. I mean, I just think Houston just seemed to have limped into the playoffs with a four-game losing streak. I know Wade Phillips is back coordinating the defense. And but it seems as though every time I pick Cincinnati on his show to win, they lose. But I'm going to pick them again. And I think we both picked them last week to beat Baltimore, and Baltimore beat them. And but I'm going to pick the Bengals. Yeah. I like the Bengals to win this game and advance on to go play the Patriots in the next week. And then the Saturday night game on NBC, 8 p.m. Eastern, Detroit Lions, 6-seed in the NFC, going against the 3-seed New Orleans Saints in the Superdome. What you think about that matchup?
Rob, you got to be excited for me to talk about this. Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for the Lions to come in there. Saints have been undefeated at the house, at their house. It's going to be too much for them to overcome. So I'm going to go with your Saints, as much as they've been a challenge for me. I just think that's too much Saints, if you will. It's going to be a good game, I think, definitely. But you guys have been playing well, and that's what I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Saints too. Not to be biased, of course, but I think I like the way the Saints are playing right now. They're gelling at the right time. And once again, you know, it's hard to beat a team twice at this level, but I like the fact that the game is in the Superdome, and I think the Saints will be it's Matthew Stafford's first playoff game, and you know, Detroit have a lot of young players, and the Saints are a little bit more experienced and gelling at the right time. I think Sean Payton, Greg Williams have those guys ready to play, and the Saints pull this game out to go face the 49ers the next week. And Sunday, the 1 p.m. Eastern kickoff on Fox, your 5th-seeded Atlanta Falcons are going on the road to play the 4th-seed New York Giants.
Oh, yeah. I got to go Falcons all the way. And it's not going to be an easy game because, you know, I think Eli and company have been playing well. They've got that momentum. You know, they've been challenged at their house, if you will. I know they got some. They've definitely had a little bit more experience with us. On us in the playoffs with some guys that are still with the school that's on the team. But I'm hoping that we actually step up. You know, we've been wanting to have our first playoff win as Falcons, and we realize how important this is. Mike Smith has done everything in his power to get the guys focused, even deflecting a lot of the fact that Justin Flick's saying that the Falcons are dirty players, and I think we're going to focus in and we're going to get the job done on the road because we're going to have a strong running game by Michael Turner. You heard it here first, fellas.
All right. He's going with his team. Is that a biased pick or is that you truly believe?
Oh, yeah. I truly believe. I truly believe in this one.
Okay. This is a game that I've kind of struggled with because I think both teams are kind of evenly matched. And I look for this to be a really close football game. And one that I'm sorry?
It's going to be a close game, though. I agree with you.
Yeah. I think it's the Giants are gelling at the right time. I think these two teams are very evenly matched ball clubs. And the only reason I'm going to pick the Giants, I'm just going to pick the home team in this matchup. I just think you got two evenly matched teams, and I think the Giants are going to probably pull this one out by a field goal or so. I think this will be a tight ball game. And I think if this game was in Atlanta, I would be picking the Falcons. I just think they've got two close ball clubs, and I'm just going to lean more a little bit toward the home team in this matchup. Then we have the late afternoon game on Sunday, the fifth-seeded Pittsburgh Steelers against the Tim Tebow-led fourth-seeded Denver Broncos.
You were talking about struggling with the Falcon-Giant game. Now I'm struggling with this game because, you know, Big Ben obviously hasn't played that well. Or, you know, he's been hurt, the past couple of weeks. A lot of guys, you know, Ryan Clark's not going to be playing because he's got a sickle cell trait, which, you know, meaning that he can't play in those high temperatures in Denver. You got the Tebow factor. Are they going to be running the ball? This is not an easy pick. I would lean towards Pittsburgh only because of their experience. I think it's going to be very difficult. I think that Pittsburgh has a better defense than the Chiefs, and the Chiefs only allowed, like, what, 3 points to the Broncos? So it's going to be tough. I'm kind of leaning towards the Steelers in this particular game.
Yeah, this one's not hard for me at all. I think easily Pittsburgh. And I know the game's in Denver, but Pittsburgh is just a better team. Like I said, these two teams are evenly matched. You know, I normally would pick the home team. But, yeah, Pittsburgh is just a better team than Denver. And I know Roethlisberger may not be close to 100%. And I know Pittsburgh just lost Mendenhall. But I just think Pittsburgh is just a much better team. And
yeah, real quick. Ooh,
yeah, I think Pittsburgh is just a much better team. I like Pittsburgh to win this game and go on the road to face Baltimore the following week. For their third matchup. Yeah, I easily like Pittsburgh in this one. I easily see at least a 10-point to 2-touchdown victory or more.
Wow. All right, we'll see how it plays. I said, it's going to be interesting, definitely.
Based on our predictions, the Bengals will be going to New England in the next round. Pittsburgh will be going to Baltimore in the next round. Let's kind of project a little bit ahead there. How you like those matchups?
Whew. That's interesting. Like we talked about earlier, it's hard to beat a team a couple of times. You know, that happens. Baltimore's probably going to handle business too, obviously. So that's going to be tough. Wow. It's still going to be your team is still going to are still going to advance. You know, via New England and via Baltimore, but it's just. I don't think whatever happens with if Cincinnati does pull it out, they shouldn't hang their heads by any means because rookie quarterback, rookie wide receiver, they've been really it's been an amazing season for them as well. So yeah, that's kind of
Definitely would see a New England Baltimore AFC championship game. Yeah,
definitely.
I think with the healthy Roethlisberger, maybe Pittsburgh can pull that one out. But yeah, I see a New England Baltimore. AFC Championship games. One of the things, I think we got about 8 or 9 minutes left. I don't know if you want to give the listeners phone number again if they want to call in and send us some questions. But I know
yep,
one of the things we want
left.
To kind of
yep,
one of the
yep.
things we want to wrap up the show with was talk about teams that need some quarterbacks in this offseason and how we think they're going to acquire these quarterbacks.
Gotcha. And just real quick, you have 8 minutes to go. The guest call number once again is 424-243-9519. And this is pretty interesting. I spent a lot of time writing this out. And basically, there's some things that and I'm going to ask you some questions here, Rob, because I've got teams that have an immediate need, and there are teams that have questions at quarterback, if you will. So let's see what you think about this one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
For the immediate need, I've got the Dolphins, and obviously I don't think, and I'm sure to get your feedback, I don't think Matt Moore is the answer for quarterback, if you will. And the same thing, immediate need, I have the Redskins because, you know, they have Rex Grossman, John Beck, if you will. Need I say more? These are the questions, and let me go through these real quick, and I'll let you answer this. Questions, the Seattle Seahawks, why'd you guys let Matt Hasselbeck go? And then Charlie Whitehurst, you can't challenge Tavares Jackson, that's pretty scary. My guys on the West Coast, 49ers, Alex Smith, I know they're saying the right things, but really, is he the answer? I don't know. Cleveland, are they sold on Colt McCoy? I don't know. Jets, same thing, are they sold on Matt Sanchez? Cowboys, is Romo the answer? And then the Cardinals, or I kind of put them as the last because I'm not sure how they feel about Kevin Codd. And I know we got some draft things and some Matt Flynn stuff to talk about. So let's get your feedback on all those quarterbacks. If you think I was accurate as far as the immediate needs and some teams with question marks, if you will.
Yeah, pretty close. I think we're mostly on the same page. But I think there are five teams that have an immediate need at quarterback. And the rest may be, I think the rest, like Kevin Kyle, for example, I think Arizona's probably not going to give up on him after 1 year. And I think you and I had a conversation earlier. You look at Matthew Stafford this year. He's had his breakthrough year in his third year. So I would think that's kind of like that. And Mark Sanchez will be going into his fourth year next year, too. And he's taking the Jets 2 playoff seasons. So I don't see them having like an immediate need just yet. Maybe in a year or two if Sanchez is not cutting it. But the five teams I have is more Indianapolis and Cleveland, Washington, Miami, and Seattle. Those are the five teams that I think have an immediate need at quarterback. But my dilemma is I think there's only going to be 4 quarterbacks available that can come in and start for a team next year. And so one of these teams, I think, will still be left out unless they can find a good backup quarterback from another team in the league. And I'm saying the Colts still needs a quarterback because I'm not even sure if Peyton Manning will be ready to play next year. There's a strong possibility he may even have to retire. And so my thinking is the Colts have to take Andrew Luck. That's one quarterback that's off the board. I mean, they absolutely have to take Andrew Luck. There's not a guarantee Peyton Manning will be able to play. And plus, you're going to be set at the quarterback position at least another 10 to 15 years. And then you look at Cleveland. Cleveland has the number 4 pick in the draft. The Rams are picking 2nd. They have Sam Bradford. They'll probably draft, like you and I talked about, Ryan Khalil or Justin Blackmon with the number 2 pick. And the number 3 pick is Minnesota. They still believe in Christian Ponder, so they're not going to draft a quarterback. And then you look at number 4, and you're talking about Cleveland. Is Colt McCoy the answer? I don't necessarily think so. I think Cleveland takes Robert Griffin III here. I don't know what your thoughts on that. But I kind of think Cleveland goes after Robert Griffin III and Mike Holmgren and those guys put him in the West Coast offense. And kind of how you like that fit there with Griffin III going to Cleveland?
Yeah, that's actually an interesting thing. I didn't think he was going to be going that high. I'm a big fan of Robert Griffin III, too, as well. So, it's very interesting. I think he can make some moves there. They're going to definitely probably get another veteran, I would assume. But, I can see that happening, too. So, I'm sure Washington. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, you still got Colt McCoy and Seneca Wallace on that roster too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure what they're thinking, but I definitely know, like we were talking about earlier, that I don't know if they're sold on Colt McCoy at this juncture too. So, that'd be a good look, definitely for Robert Griffin III.
Yeah, Robert Griffin III, as of right now, with Matt Barkley staying in school, he's definitely going to be the second quarterback in the draft, and he's definitely going to be a top 10 pick. And I have him here going in the top 5. And
wow.
I'm going to say the next team that needs a quarterback is the Washington Redskins, and they are picking number 6 in the draft.
Uh-huh.
And Tampa Bay is picking 5. I mean, even though they had a down year, I think they still believe in Josh Freeman. So I don't see Tampa taking a quarterback at 5. And now Luck and Griffin are gone. At number 6, Washington. The next quarterback that I think that can come in and play as a rookie is Landry Jones from Oklahoma. But I don't think he's worthy of a number 6 pick. I personally believe the Redskins go after Matt Flynn.
Ooh.
I think Daniel Snyder makes a trade with Green Bay, and he signs, he gives a boatload of money to Matt Flynn. He's a free agent. Green Bay maybe gets some draft picks out of the deal. And I think, my personal opinion, this is where I think Matt Flynn winds up, and Shanahan coaches him up. And, you know, they both come from that West Coast principle. You know, same thing he runs in Green Bay with McCarthy. And I think he'll be a perfect fit to working with Mike Shanahan. This is kind of where I'm envisioning Matt Flynn winds up with the Washington Redskins. What's your thoughts on that?
Wow, totally unexpected. I figured I thought Matt Flynn would kind of go towards the West Coast, maybe towards a 49ers, if you will. But, you know, at this juncture, I have no idea. The offseason is going to be very exciting. I agree with you that Redskins need a quarterback. I do think Landry Jones that's kind of high for him as well. Very interesting. And like I said, the next pick, you know, the Dolphins aren't picking until number 9. So, same thing. You know, I don't know what's going to happen right there. We got about 90 seconds, Rob, real quick, as we're wrapping up.
Well, I think Miami goes ahead and pulls the trigger on Landry Jones at number 9. I think that's where which means I think Seattle will be the team that would have to try to find the quarterback or try to deal with Tavares Jackson again. I still think San Fran is going to stick with Alex Smith. That's just my personal belief. I don't think they're going to go out and try to find somebody, or they may draft somebody like a Ryan Tannehill in the second and third round from Texas A&M. But I think, meanwhile, I think Alex Smith will be the starter for San Fran in at least another year. And the question is, how will Seattle, or can you think of another quarterback that Seattle can get to replace Tavares Jackson? They may even be stuck with him another year as well.
And what's going on with Charlie Whitehurst too? Because, you know, like I said earlier, can Charlie Whitehurst not beat out Tavares Jackson? I mean, you know, I have no idea. I know we're kind of wrapping up the time here, and I guess next week we'll talk about some sleepers here, and I guess some secret thoughts on a Russell Wilson and even a Kellen Moore, in addition to E.J. Manuel. But we'll talk about that next week, obviously, because we have a lot of things. Hope you had a great time talking sports with the 12th Man. We're here every Wednesday. Check us out from 10:30 to 11 Eastern, 10:30 Central. Talk to you guys soon.
Good night, people. Hope you have fun.
It cuts us off, Rob. It cuts us off right then and there, man. It always does that. I see it on, like I said, whenever I look at the studio, I see it cutting off. I'm like, man, it probably cut off the last part of that. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Man, I thought of it, man. I was trying to get everything. I was trying to log on to Marsha's computer, get everything working with that. And I'm like, crap, you know. And I was trying to call him the show at the same time. Anyway, that was on me, man. I was like trying to do 5 different things at once, man. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like I was off tonight, but that's okay.
No, it's all good.
And
we got a lot in.
You know, I'm looking at this. They said that Russell Wilson is only like 5'11". I don't think that's true. Is he that short?
He probably is.
They said they have him at, listen up, the same thing as Kellen Moore, they have him, listen up, 5'11", too. It is 63-26, West Virginia.
56-26, wow.
No, 63-26.
Wow.
West Virginia.
Man.
Somebody's getting spanked. Clemson. Why do we always pick Clemson? Clemson reminds me of Oklahoma. You know how I have, you know how I feel about Oklahoma.
Yeah, they don't win the big games, but they did beat Iowa. mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway. I'm just, and that's another thing to talk about, too, because, you know, Nick Foles, Brandon Whedon, those are the only quarterbacks after that.
Yeah. And maybe that's the guy Seattle can make a play for, but maybe, you know, I don't think any team's going to take Whedon in the first round.
Yeah, you're
but,
right.
But, mm-hmm.
Dan Persia from Northwestern, he's the all-time NCAA leader in passing efficiency. Getting no love. You think that works for Big Phil, by the way? That link?
What's that?
The link?
I'm not sure. I said that, you know, I told him it should work, you know, if he tried to log in at Showtime. But just in case, can he go to that same link to listen to it if he didn't listen to it tonight?
Yeah.
If you want to listen to it tomorrow?
I want to say you should listen to that same link because, like I said, it's the and I just put it out. I mean, I'm not trying to be all like it's all about me. I put it down as, you know, on the show if I can change the name to Talking Sports, if you will.
Man, there were a few times I was coughing, man. I tried to cover the phone up.
Huh? Did it come through? Did it come through that link right there?
Yeah, it came through automatically.
It came through automatically on that link. Marcy had Marcy checking, so yeah. So you hit play and everything came
okay,
up.
Cool.
No, I was off tonight, man. That automatically came on?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. There it is. We got some questions we'll have to get in there, too, next week.
You didn't use my question.
I know. I didn't think they were applicable at the time, like the wild card team, but they're the one that we can use for next week, too.
Tebow's a better quarterback or athlete?
Marcy wants to know if Tebow's a better athlete or a quarterback.
Right now, he's a better athlete.
Yeah, well, that's what she said. I mean, like I said, it's no offense. I was trying to, we got to get that in, though. She's upset. I didn't get a chance to get that in. And we're trying to, like, fire Kusta.
He's a great person, too.
He's a great person and even a better athlete.
Check this comment. A buddy of mine just put on Facebook, whoever is controlling Clemson in this game of NCAA football 2012 is sad as a mother.
Wow. Yeah. We're going to have to up it to an hour. But like I said, keep being on the lookout, too. We're going to try to push it up to, we're going to have to do some podcasting. We're going to start podcasting it as well. That's the goal for the future. So we can have enough time and maybe, you know, check us out on Google, whatever. I mean, you know, just kind of keep it going, too. That's on the thing. Yep. Yep. I don't know if it tweeted it. Marcia's trying to pimp me out for some reason, you know.
No, seriously, isn't your Twitter?
No.
Oh, no idea what. Did you tell Rob about the Twitter?
What Twitter?
You need a Twitter handle.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the things, like, the things that
Twitter handle.
When you post on Facebook, it's really good. So, I mean, you can post that on Twitter and get a following.
We're going to do that, yeah. We got to do some other things to think about.
Trying to say I need a Twitter account?
We should have a Twitter following, like, you know, 12th man.
No, you're fired.
No, I told you about that.
Okay.
Hold on.
You're fired.
I'm sorry.
Ron? Robert?
Yeah.
Hey,
Marcy.
Marcy.
How you doing? Happy
how
New
are
Year.
You? Happy New
Good.
Year. Good. I was telling her you guys need to get a Twitter handle. The 12th man, so you can do Twitter posts and updates about the show and then some of the stuff that you put on Facebook, like your questions about sports. You can put that on Twitter, too, to get a following and get a conversation going.
Yeah, we do.
Yes. So that's the task for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done Twitter yet, so I guess that's the next stage I need to get to, huh?
Yeah, because, like, the questions that you have on Facebook, the sports one, those are perfect for you guys. Because that gets, mm-hmm. you know, engaging people that are going to be a part of a conversation, and they'll follow you, and then they'll be able to listen to the show, and they'll know more about the show. So you can have that also for the 12th Man, and then also for your business as well.
So we need to do it. We need to jump on it.
Exactly.
I think we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to do that tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. That's the assignment for the week.
Okay.
It's cool because it's free, too. So it's just it's very mm-hmm. similar to Facebook, except you've got, like, your posts are only 140 words or characters. So it's just really mm-hmm. quick things that you can do links to your guys' website or links to your Facebook or you know, pictures when you're out on at the games, the Saint games, you can do
yeah.
pictures and post it to Twitter and do it that way, too, and engage the other Falcon fans and the Saint fans, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a base of followers for you guys. So that's it. I'm out.
Okay.
Under
right.
one's
we'll
head
that.
Goes back. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Those are terrible ideas.
Huh?
Trying to take over the world over here.
I got plans for you.
Terrible ideas.
I gotta be like Drew Rosenhaus.
She's gonna be like Drew Rosenhaus.
She's our Asian, huh?
Should I be the Asian over here? Should I turn
into
the Asian?
I have to be your PR person. You guys
are trying to get some exposure. We can expose ourselves anytime we want.
Yeah.
2LD.
We're trying to get radio stations to pick up. She's going to have to act like a lot of radio stations are calling her phones.
Yeah, you're going to be like radio stations trying to pick us up, stuff like that. No, I mean, like I said, if we had enough time to do it, I mean, it's a Tommy thing. And I know we're both busy and some of that, too. But, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
we
have to find some time tomorrow to kind of get that set up.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the Twitter thing is definitely, it's just adding different levels to it because, you know, we got to get the tweets and, you know, if we're still okay with that actual thing, you know, if that's fine and then whatever. That was funny about we had to post that comment about your friend said, what do you say, the team that's controlling the video game, the NCAA team that's controlling Clemson, what did he say?
He said, as sad as a mother. And I ain't going to say the word he really used, but, you know.
That's funny.
Some of whoever's controlling Clemson is sad.
that's a great post, though. You should post that on Facebook or something, or use that, man. Give a shout out to whoever did that. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Man, good job. Like I said, whenever, and just to let you know too. So, we'll change it for the future too. I'll put it so that it's like 12th May or something like that. So I don't want you to think it's just all about me, but whenever. You know, I'll set it up. I'll see something to kind of get the account going.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll probably get that changed. So that it'll be like, you know, blog.radio/12thman or something like that. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan for the future. And add the elements of the tweeting and the archive stuff. And then, you know, maybe we'll add the podcast stuff too. So it's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
Tommy thing. If I was getting paid to do it, man, it'd be maybe a little bit different. But, you know, it's all. You know, trying to do like five jobs over here, man. So I got five jobs, man.
Oh man!
Let's do our podcast. We don't have to worry about a time. Let's put it down. All right, cool beans, man. Well, that's it. And I know you're kind of tired. You're cold like I am too. So get some rest. It was a pleasure. I don't think it was my best show, but, you know, whatever. We'll definitely have fun, man, you know.
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to make it happen, man.
Make it do what
yeah.
you do as always, man.
Yeah. We'll have a great plan for next week. Yeah.
Yeah. I am really torn about what's going to happen with the games, man. You know, I like the Falcons. I'm not sure about what's going to happen. I really don't think that Alex...
Don't get mad at me for picking the Giants, man.
I almost like cut you off right there, man. But you know, we're still friends, you know. So,
yeah. It seemed like you got quiet on me when I picked the Giants, man.
Man, what's wrong with you, man? You know, picking. Man, I thought we were friends, man. What's wrong with you?
Hey, man, I picked the Falcons quite a few times this year on the show.
You never picked the Falcons. You never picked the Falcons, man. You always say, well.
And we, when the Falcons was playing Houston, we both picked the Falcons to beat Houston.
I was going to change my pick from the Saints to the Lions after that one.
Hmm?
I was going to change my pick from the Saints winning to the Lions after you did that.
Oh, man.
I was just joking with you, man.
Well, I did say if the game was in Atlanta, I thought Atlanta would win. That's one of those. I wouldn't be surprised, though. I think both of those teams are evenly matched, though.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a tough game, no matter how we spin it. You know, I think they're going to try to run the ball with Michael Turner and kind of establish that, keep Eli off the field, and then hit some play action passes too, man. But we're focused, man. I'm not going to lie. Mike Smith has us definitely focused because, you know, we got to win that first playoff win. You know, so
the Giants are vulnerable in the passing game, though. You can beat them throwing the ball. Their secondary is vulnerable.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's going to be interesting because we're going to probably try to do that, you know, have Michael Turner run and doing what he's got to do. And after that, then we're going to try to figure out a way to, you know, keep that, you know, they got some great pass rushers, obviously, so we're going to try to keep them off balance. So that's my that's my prediction, if you will. So we'll see. It's going to be a good game, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Man, butt kicking over here. Wisconsin, man, I'm going to look this up. I didn't realize they have Russell Wilson. He's only 5'11". So we'll see.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a short guy. If he gets drafted, he'll be a late-round pick, kind of like Kellen Moore.
Yeah, Kellen Moore, short, and he's left-handed, so unfortunately that's going to be tough for him.
Yeah.
Well, short guys, you know, if you're a short guy, you're looking to, you're like, I'm the next Drew Brees. And try to keep that in your hat. So, yeah, it's all good.
I know these teams that need a quarterback more, they were disappointed when Matt Barkley decided to go back to school.
Yeah. You really think that Matt Flynn's going to go to the Redskins, huh?
Well, you know, it's way early, but I'm just putting on a general manager hat. I'm just saying that's what I would do. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, all right.
Now, I haven't heard that from anybody or anything like that. I'm just kind of looking ahead a little bit.
They got the Saints won the Super Bowl in Peter King's thing. So that's why.
I saw that, man.
Beating the Patriots, so we'll see how that plays out, and then we'll talk about that next week.
You remember in our preseason show, I picked the Saints and the Patriots to be in the Super Bowl. Remember that?
Yep, we sure did.
And we both was like, are we picking our teams, or are we just being biased, or do we really think our teams are going to be in the Super Bowl? And you picked the Falcons and somebody else to be in the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah. Falcons and I think it was Falcons. It was the Patriots. I don't know what I was doing. Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting, man.
Falcons
and who? Did I pick the Falcons and the Patriots?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember if you picked the Patriots, Steelers, or the Ravens. I can't remember. I remember I picked the – I mean, I would love for the Saints to get there, but if I had to make a prediction right now, I'm still going to say Green Bay. And as much as I hate to say that, I mean, don't get me wrong, I hope the Saints get there. But right now, I'm going to say